This is the latest podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Hi everyone, this is T4TS Radio and I am Tom Jinks. On today's show, I am joined by Paul Horrigan. Paul's down in Southampton and is joining us now. Hi Paul.
Hi Tom.
So Paul, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing for Train for Trade Skills?
Basically, just doing factory work in and around the Portsmouth, London area. I've been doing it for a number of years.
So you're on the plumbing course now.
Sure.
Have you always wanted to be a plumber?
Yeah, I have. Certain parts of me have, for at least about 6 years or so. I needed to get out and learn myself a trade, and plumbing was the one that quite appealed to me.
Have you been getting any plumbing experience or outside of your course then?
Not as such. A few friends I've been round, you know, and we've done sort of bits in their houses, but no, basically just through the Train for Skills and ATL.
So how are you finding the studying at home part of the course then?
Yeah, well, now I've done a bit more of the practical. Yeah, it's making a lot more sense. When first looked at the books, it can be quite a lot to take in.
So you're on your practical training down in Southampton at the moment.
Yeah.
How is that going?
Yeah, very well.
What
really,
sort
really
of
like
stuff...
it. It's really good.
What sort of stuff have you been doing down in Southampton?
I've been doing pipe bending, soldering. We've been up to some steel bending, which they call man's plumbing. It's good. It's a lot more hard work. Cutting. There's quite a lot to take in, but it's quite enjoyable.
So what tips or advice would you give to someone who wants to do what you're doing and retrain as a plumber or an electrician or something like that?
I would say have a good think about it and make sure that you can follow it through, because it's quite a long course and it can get a bit flagging at some points, but I would highly recommend doing it, because it's the actual excitement that it gives you, not being stuck in some dead end job, is quite a nice feeling. So I would recommend it to people.
What are your plans then when you've finished your course? If I had to say, where do you want to be in a year's time, what would your answer be?
I would ideally like to run my own business, ideally. I know that's quite a long way off. So once I finish the course, I'm hopefully going to find employment the same way as actually just start off a small business, adverts in the paper and go along like that. That's the plan.
So, Paul, if you had to sum up your course so far with Training for Trade Skills, what would you say?
I'd say very good. Very good. Very pleased.
That's great, Paul. Thank you very much.
Okay, Tom.
Cheers, Paul.
Okay, cheers.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.